August 29th was one of the year's hottest days, with peak temperatures of 103 degrees. More specifically, 103 degrees was the temperature in East Baltimore. Down at the Inner Harbor, the official reading was 98 degrees. And if you were strolling through Leakin Park at the same time, you'd have experienced a balmy 87 degrees. So how is it that the temperature can vary so widely in the same city at the same time? The phenomenon of urban heat island effect is to blame. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Joining me today to discuss urban heat islands and how to mitigate their negative effects is Jack Cover, General Curator here at the National Aquarium. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
Thanks for having me, John.
So what exactly are urban heat islands?
An urban heat island is a metropolitan area like Baltimore City that gets a lot hotter on summer days than the suburbs and rural areas that surround it. The main cause of the urban heat island effect is the complete transformation from what was once forest habitat into a hardscape urban environment made of materials that collect and retain heat from the sun. Materials like concrete, black asphalt, streets, and parking lots absorb heat-producing infrared wavelengths found in sunlight.
So having a few hotter-than-average pockets in the city may not seem like such a big deal, but why is this problematic?
Well, first, they increase energy consumption and therefore energy bills for Baltimore's businesses and residents. Secondly, emissions of air pollutants and greenhouse gases are higher in urban heat islands. Air conditioners utilize electricity as their power source. Most companies that supply electricity still rely on the burning of fossil fuels and power plants to generate much of that electricity. The burning of fossil fuels increases the levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which makes urban heat islands even hotter. These pollutants negatively affect air quality in the city. This added heat and loss of air quality negatively affects human health and comfort. This can create serious health risks for the elderly and for people with asthma. Children with asthma are especially vulnerable.
Well, I know we've seen an increase in Baltimore's tree canopy in recent years, with an eventual goal to increase the canopy to cover 40% of the city by 2030. How can more green space help lessen the effects of urban heat islands?
Leaves and branches reduce the amount of solar radiation that reaches the ground below the canopy. Basically, trees act like massive shade umbrellas. In summer, about 10 to 30% of the sun's energy reaches the ground below the tree, with the remainder being absorbed by leaves and used for photosynthesis, and some sunlight is reflected back into the atmosphere. Trees absorb rainwater through their roots and emit it through their leaves. This move in the water is called transpiration and has a cooling effect. Trees also help to cool things down through evaporation. Heat is removed from the air when water evaporates from the moist soil below the tree and from rainfall that covers its leaves. Trees can help cool the city down by 5 to 10 degrees, and best of all, they never send you a bill for this heat reduction service.
Okay, last question. How can city residents participate in this effort?
If you have an empty tree pit in front of your house, you may be able to get a free tree through the Tree Baltimore program. The urban heat island effect can create a tough environment for a newly planted tree to get established and grow. So not only getting a tree and planting it in front of your house, but agreeing to adopt that tree and providing post-planting care will help to guarantee that the new city tree will survive and thrive.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Jack.
Great to be here, John.
With heat waves projected to become both more frequent and extreme in coming years, increasing Baltimore's tree canopy is nothing short of a win-win scenario. A healthier city is also a more beautiful and livable one. To learn more about how you can help us create a better Baltimore, visit aqua.org/conserve/Baltimore. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.